All right. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming today.
Hey, y'all, listen up.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate you sharing today with us. Let me start by reading the verse. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, and even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. If you'll bow your heads, please. Dear God, thank you for this opportunity to come together as a family. Thank you for this opportunity to bask in your glory and learn your word. Please let us learn more and love one another and be more like you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Christ was, at this point, fully aware of what was about to happen. And so when he comes and talks about exactly what heaven is like, what the expectations are like, and he says, there's a Pharisee going in and a tax collector going in. Try not to think of Pharisee and tax collector. Think of respected man and think of hated man. I happen to know some tax collectors. It doesn't come unaware. It's not exactly like they get this reputation for nothing. The truth is, there's all kinds, and the real principle here is that you can't judge a man by what the world thinks of him, but you can judge a man by what he does.
Yeah.
And you can judge a man by what he says.
Amen.
You can be critical. In fact, it's called for us to be critical. Truth being, just don't be hypocritical. You've got to clean yourself up, and you've got to do the right thing. And then you can look around you and make choices about what you might want to have around you and what you might want your life to look like. And it'll impact the people around you. These things normally come in groups. So he had just spoken about people praying and not losing heart. A woman had gone before a judge without any concern for God. That he didn't have any love or respect for what his entire existence was about. But he knew the words. When it came down to it, he didn't want to be bothered. But the woman continued praying, continued pestering, continued staying after it, and she didn't lose heart. And God worked through the man that didn't even believe.
Amen.
Now, at the end of that, he says, do you think I'm going to be received even that well? That when I come, he didn't say I, he said the Son of Man. The disciples that he's talking to don't get it. He said, when the Son of Man comes, do you think he's going to be received that well? No. The answer was no, they didn't know it. So when he says that you're going to, the Pharisee goes in and says, thank God I'm not like that guy. That guy's got it going on. And he was missing the entire boat. He was respected. And people thought he was a man of God.
Amen.
But he wasn't. Meanwhile, the man who had all of his people around him, I mean, we're talking about a tax collector, a man who is surrounded by people who genuinely are not that good. But he wanted to be one with Christ. He wanted to know God. And he was spiritually living in the right place. And he humbled himself. And he says, what did he say? He says, beat his head, beat his chest. Be merciful to me, a sinner. This is the tax collector said, be merciful to me, a sinner. And if you're, I've stood across from tax collectors. I've had this conversation. I know a bad one. But truth remains. I mean, let's assume I'm the Pharisee here. I wasn't any better. There's no chance for you to be able to raise yourself by saying, me, my, and I. You first have to humble yourself. You've got to strip all the me, my, and I out. And then you've got to look up. Be ready to receive what you've asked for. And if you're not asking, you're not getting it. And he says as much in the very next verse. Then they also brought infants to him, that he might touch them. But the disciples saw it and rebuked them. Step aside, kids. Big men are talking about big things. And Jesus said, nope, wait. Let the little children come. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Stripped of all pretense, they don't get it. They can be taken to the cleaners in a heartbeat because they don't understand. But their heart is open 100%, and there's no doubt, none. What they want to understand, they want to know, they want to love, they want to be involved. Spiritually, they are a tabula rasa, a clean slate. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. It doesn't mean you've missed the boat. It means that you've got to go back to that place, that you have to risk something, that you've got to be willing to get taken to the cleaners while some Pharisee is saying, that idiot. Thank God I'm not like that guy. Meanwhile, you've risked. You've opened up heaven, potentially. You are accepting Christ, and His grace and glory is there. All you've got to do is reach out. Hold your hand out. There's no chance that it will get denied. I want to challenge everybody here today to go from this place and risk it. To open up your heart. To be willing for something that you can't prove. You only know in the form of love. To be willing to have somebody point a finger at you and say, you're not getting it. Yes, I am. I believe. Yes, I am getting it. You understand? You can get it. You can receive it. All you got to do is hold your hand out and get it. I challenge you. Go risk something today. Go love one another. Go love a person that doesn't deserve being loved. And it'll work. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I'm saying you've done your part. And eventually, something will get through. Something will get through. All right. Bow your heads real quick. Dear God, thank you for this opportunity again. Thank you for allowing us to come together as a family. Truth is, it's never easy. It's never easy stepping back from that brink. I know personally, I've done it many times. I've gone too far. And as a sinner, I'm coming before you today. I'm telling you, please have mercy on my soul. Unworthy as I am, have mercy on my soul. I'm surrounded by people that feel the same way. And in Jesus Christ's name, we come to you and say, please, please let us love. Please open our hearts and please don't let us get too hard. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.